Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, I'm quite good at forgetting numbers, so yeah. I find it quite easy.
Beautiful Pine Needle Loam Town.
It was an attractive username. Choose your usernames carefully.
Hello, Single Track listeners. It's Mark here, publisher and founder here at Single Track World. Apologies to our regular listeners. We've had a bit of a break over the Christmas period from our regular podcast, but rest assured we're still here and you can look forward to more regular and mostly random chats from us coming in your ears. Now, a lot has been going on at Single Track HQ, despite the relative silence. One of the more visible features is our new weekly Fresh Goods Friday video episode. After the amazing success of our Megasat competition series in the run-up to Christmas, we were asked for more of that sort of thing. That sort of thing, clearly being two of us sat in front of the camera, unscripted, to talk about the latest gear that's arrived in the office. So we're making that happen, and for the last few weeks, we've been including our FGF videos in each Fresh Goods story, going out every Friday. Fact fans, did you know we've not missed a single Fresh Goods Friday story since we started the series over 13 years ago? 690 episodes so far. Now, we've never had a Fresh Goods Friday sponsor, but it's never too late, and so we are on the lookout for a sponsor for our most anticipated and read story of the week that reaches tens of thousands of you out there. If you're interested, then get in touch with Ross, and your brand can be fronting up the highlight of the Single Track Week. Okay, what else has happened? Oh yes, the new mag. So most of you will be aware we've been teasing you for the last month or so with big changes coming to our most precious creation, our print mag. Despite what you may have heard, print is not dead. It's become rare for sure, but there's still a very important place for it in today's modern media landscape. Well, the teasing is almost over, and the new version of Single Track World magazine is due to hit the doorsteps of our members in the next week. All will become obvious then, and we're really looking forward to your reactions. If you're not yet a full member, then you can sign up at any time and give us a try. The print mag is just one part of the list of benefits that you get. There's a non-exhaustive list of the benefits, which is a fancy way of me saying I can't remember all of them, as there's so many. So here goes. The print mag gets delivered to your post-free 6 times a year. You get an ad-free website browsing experience, so none of those often frustrating flashing graphics interrupting your browsing. Access to all our members-only content archives going way back to the very beginning in 2001. That's a lot of storytelling. You get access to all our members-only content online, and as the year goes on, we'll be shifting the balance even further in favour of our full members, who will get to see much more of our editorial content. Then there's our easy offers section. That's another recent and very popular member benefit. You get access to literally thousands of discounts, and so many of them are weighted towards the outdoors types that you all are. Brands like Garmin, Oakley, Endura, Giant, to name just some of them. I think you can get up to 40% off Garmin gear. That's been the most popular deal of the last 6 months, actually, with our members. I know it's a bit cliche, but you really can think of a single-track membership as an investment. Some of our members have recouped their annual subscription cost many times over. So what else? If you're not in the market to actually spend cash and save money, that's cool. You can use our classifieds to sell your gear. Everyone can post their ads for free in our classifieds, and everyone can pay a small fee if you want to boost the visibility of your ad. But only our full members get a 50% discount on all of that. So those are just some of the benefits. There are more, but I don't want to waffle on too much about that. Loads of you out there are already our members. So what else can I report to you? In April, we're starting a major project on the website. For those that are interested in these technical things, we are moving hosts. We are moving from our current server host, that's Google Cloud, to something called WordPress VIP, which sounds fancy, and that's because it kind of is. It's a hosting service for some of the world's largest websites like CNN and NBC. There's even parts of Facebook hosted on WordPress VIP. Yeah. So what? I hear you saying. Well, for us, it's a big investment. I mean, really big. It doesn't come cheap, but our reasoning is simple. Moving to WordPress VIP means we will have to spend a lot less of our technical time keeping the engine running smoothly, so to speak, and fixing things, and a lot more time actually making things. And those things will prioritize our members, so you can look forward to a faster website with more cool stuff to play with every day. That's the plan. It's an expensive plan, and in the current economic climate, it isn't risk-free, but we think the gamble will be worth it. Every one of you who is already a full member is practically an investor in that project already, but we need more of you to really make it work. So join us if you are not already a member, and if you are, then help us spread the word. Tell your friends. Oh, yeah. And tell your friends that they can get their first year of membership for half price if they remember this code. HELLO51. That's hello and the numbers 5 and 1. I think that works out about £2 a month for membership that includes the mag, and about £1.20 a month for a digital-only membership plan. So it's a billy bargain, really. Anyway, let's move on from the self-promo side of things and on to some actual bike-related stuff. Referring back to our latest Fresh Goods Friday video for this next part, we've had some really interesting questions roll in from our viewers. Last week, we were asked how we can fit in the time to thoroughly review all the kit that comes into us. We're only a small team. It's a great question, as it goes to the heart of what we try to do here. Question was posed to Hannah and Benji. Hannah is our managing editor and Benji is our technical editor. So they are the best people to answer that question. So how do we actually organise and test so much gear? Here's what they both had to say.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good.
Okay.
I like them.
Right. So I think that this brings us neatly to a question that was on the forum from Snotrag, who has an attractive username. Choose your usernames carefully when signing up to Single Track World because you're stuck with them. So Snotrag asked us how often we ride bikes and whether we ride bikes enough to be able to test more than a handful of stuff in a year.
Now, okay.
My answer to this is partially that we test a lot of stuff.
Because I use the evil Strava, I'll tell you.
Ooh,
it's on there.
Had loads,
you can Google and find out if you find me.
Yeah.
On average, I'd say about 5 times a week. Currently 4. But when the weather's a bit better and the clocks change is the key thing, and you can go out in the evening then.
Post
kid obligations.
And I ride less than that because I'm always injured or ill.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the critical thing is that there's not that many walks of life in which you get to use lots of different ones of the same sort of thing. So with like a pair of gloves, we can put on a pair of gloves and instantly we know like the features that we're looking for in a pair of gloves and the things that might go wrong and the things that might be comfortable. And then you go out and you ride them in like wet weather, hot weather, cold weather, whatever. And that's kind of your testing done, isn't it?
It depends, a lot of people, there's a point kind of about destruction testing or wait until something goes wrong. I mean, nothing is going to be wait until something wears out before it gets written, mainly because things last too long.
And
things
go,
are so variable.
Tits up.
We're not just playing
we waited. you'd never get to read a review.
But
if we waited for a whole year, be old.
Things are tested for a decent amount of time for any problems to show. And the classic one would be like flat pedals. Like you need to give those. It's all very well saying, oh, yeah, they're great, really grippy, but you need to give them riding a lot. Probably give them about 3 months to see if any play develops in the bushes
and
things.
And how much gunk gets into them. Yeah,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Whereas you wouldn't really wait to see a lot of things, you need to look after them as you are expected to.
Mm.
Like forks as well. You're not really going to ride those for a year without doing a lower leg service because you are told to do a lower leg service, so that's what you do. Mm. But in terms of reviewing, you want to do a little bit of durability or give them a chance to go wrong or to see whether they work. Try to go in with as fresh a blank slate as possible or a fresh slate and don't go in with too many preconceptions. I don't weigh anything before I ride it because I don't want to know.
I try not to look at the price as well.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to ride the thing. And then
you always know the price though, don't you? Because it's hard to avoid.
Well, I'm quite good at forgetting numbers, so I find it quite easy. But like we've ridden so many helmets, so many gloves, so many bike shoes, whatever, pedals, and then all the other stuff as well, that as soon as we're on it or pick it up or put it on, we kind of can feel like this one is different to that one because like we've had 10, 20 helmets with different clips and different fastening arrangements, which is something that most people in the population don't get to experience in anything. I think the only thing I can think of that you try lots of different ones will be like pens. Imagine you pick up a pen and you grab a random pen, don't you, that's lying around. So you can instantly go, oh, that one's kind of comfy, that one's kind of crappy, that one doesn't really work. That one's a bit scratchy.
Yeah.
Maybe bread. If you change your brand of bread, you know that one's quite nice. That one goes stale. But there's not that many walks of life in which you get to use lots and lots of different things and kind of know lots of differences.
There's a whole overlapping as well. So yesterday I went out on 2 different bikes and probably everything I was wearing and some parts would have been swapped out on the bikes to be swapped testing parts. It's usually look at me. I've probably got about 10 things that are being reviewed on me. So, I suppose I'm doing that, aren't I? I would say we don't plough through as much as we could get away with, I think.
Mm.
I think we'd certainly test things for longer than a lot of folk would do.
And we have special Calderdale mud to, like, really grind the shit out of everything as well.
I don't ride in Calderdale very much. I ride in Rossendale. The
where the mud is really
beautiful, pine needle loam town. Not really. You get a load of bloody puddles everywhere, isn't there? That's the thing that destroys stuff. But what do you want to know about a review? It's what you can't experience by looking at it. Everyone kind of get a glimmer of what something's going to be a bit like. But in terms of my job, I see it is not to wreck something or ride it to the ground. It's to tell you how it performs and how it feels. Mm. But I also don't, I tend not to be concentrate on the negativeness, like how they work in
You're
bad
just
shit
the bag
weather.
Of positivity, Benji.
Well, it's just like, just that's the thing that review means find problems. No, review is tell people what it's like.
Yeah, what There's it's like, difference. And who'll find it useful as yeah. well. Yeah, like what particular features this product's got versus what yeah. that product's got.
A bike's yeah. a bit of the classic one, really. You can't test any bike to destruction in terms of pivot bearings, because pivot bearings, even the worst ones, you're probably going to get 6 months out of them. We don't get bikes for 6 months. Mm. But I can tell you how it rides after about, some of them vary, some need some parts up an hour, but you can, I wouldn't like to ride right up a full stop review until you've had it a month, which should be a dozen rides on it, probably something like that.
Okay, well, Snotrag, hopefully that answers your question. You've got some more questions in the big black book of questions, haven't you?
Yes.
Go on. What else have you got next? I don't know what questions you've got.
These are the tome. Into my inbox. This is how many are expecting.
The next question that will come in is why Benji's still got a 2010 calendar.
Because we're recycling the paper. That's why we've got it's a 2010 calendar.
2010 holds a special place in my heart.
And happened to be the one that was just sitting around and yes. we tidied up this week.
So we asked in a newsletter, a members' newsletter, I think, what do you want us to review, actually?
Review fest,
isn't it? Some emails arrive in my box. What's my email? Benji@singletrackworld.com. Probably would get to me, I think. It should do. Paul Davey wants me to have a go on a Bird Ether 9, which is highly likely.
Okay.
Get that in. It's interesting enough.
We need a likelihood-o-meter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ether 9, because I think, is that a 27.5?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. That's why I should get it in, because I don't know. Good name. Daniel Rumble.
Are we ready?
Drumble.
He's probably sick of that, isn't he?
I would like to see a review of XC hiker bike type shoes for UK three seasons.
I'm totally not testing those.
I can get out of that. It needs to be SPD. And because she's not here, let's volunteer Amanda for that one.
Yeah, Amanda. Or maybe James Vincent. He likes to walk around with
exactly.
his bike on his back.
So that's quite likely, because why not? Yeah. What hiker bike? What constitutes a hiker bike shoe? I guess it means it's not going to be grippy. Like fiberglass stiff race sole that you're going to put your foot down and slide down.
You need ones where the cleats don't stick out so far that you're just tiptoeing on rocks. Yeah. Okay, right. What else?
Mary Garner would like to see some features on e-bike care / simple maintenance.
Ooh.
Like, we have to look after them, I think, to avoid whether anything e-specific products are worth it or not, things like that. So that's probably eminently
I don't know. I do much
doable.
Different to my e-bikes that I test than to... Other than not being able to lube the chain that easily, because you've got to stick a tool in to make the chain go around.
Yep.
But I just ride them.
Should you look after them more than a normal bike? I don't. And I've not noticed any more incidents of them going wrong versus right.
Although it is a lot more expensive, so it's probably more of a tragedy if it does go wrong. So maybe you should just be more diligent than you would be with a normal bike.
Unless you're going to wear it out by cleaning it far too much.
Mm. Like those Californians get really upset when you wash your bike, then they're like, water, oh my God.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Right, okay, next question.
Sarah Beard. Enduro 27.5 tyres, please, for non-e-bikes.
Okay, now then, is
probably
there...
will do, because I've got a 27.5-inch rear wheel on a longer termer bike build at the moment. So
you love tyres. If you were to test a 20...
Sound effects.
If you were to test the 29 tyre, would you say that it would perform exactly the same for the 27.5 version of it? Is there any difference in reviewing the same tread pattern tyre in a different size?
Well, this up until this year, I'd say it's so blanket 29 that it's not really been an issue that's popped into my brain as being a problem. Mm. But now we're in the era of mullets. I think there's been a lot of people who are like, oh, I've got a tyre. People ride around a mullet with the stock OEM tyre that it came with. Like we are, mm-hmm. I am, going, oh, I haven't got any. Where's my tyre pile? 29 ones up here. 27's like, oh, it's all the rubbish ones that have hung around for things. So I'm trying to get some 27.5 tyres in, really. But
if you're on a 27.5 bike, let's say you've got a bike that has 27.5 front and rear, and you're looking for a new tyre, could you look at one of your 29ers reviews and go, yeah, that tyre works there, it's a good tyre, I'll buy it for my 27.5? Or would you say that it's a different, like it's not applicable?
Actually, it's almost identical.
There we go.
I don't worry about it.
So, I mean, if you're looking for a new tyre...
Think of the angle of a difference of what's touching the ground, which is what, about that much? Mm. Is this that much of a 27.5? It's fine.
Cool. So there you go. If you want a new tyre and you're struggling to find one in 27.5 review, then go to a Ben 29er and it's fine. And Benji does love tyres, so his tyre reviews are good. Well, anyway.
Honestly, don't just get some tyres.
Just get some tyres. On that bombshell insight.
There's a giant Stance 29.1. It's fine. It comes with a DHF and a dissector on the back with the single compound OEM ones. And they're all right, but they are quite a handful at the moment.
Yeah.
So there is quite a marked difference when you put something fancier on.
Something good on. Yeah. Right. That's the conversation for another time. Right,
you want more questions?
More questions to Benji, to all of us, and we'll try and answer them in this obviously pre-scripted, condensed and concise way. See you again.
Bye for now.
So I hope that answers your question fully there, Snotrag. If anyone else has any questions you'd like to put to the team here, then just send them to editorial@singletrackworld.com. That's editorial@singletrackworld.com. And if you've not done so yet, head to our site and check out our new Fresh Goods Friday videos. That's all from us this week. Join us next time. And if you can, get out for a ride.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.